37 of the Mesopotamian Podcast. I am here with Bob Davies, Bo Dryden, Shannon, Firestar, and lastly me, Eagle One. In today's episode, we will be going over the organization of the Mesopotamians. I'm here with expert historians Bob Davies and Bo Dryden.
Hi, thanks so much for having us here today. We've come from Harvard to share about the history of Mesopotamia.
Can you tell me about the social structure of Mesopotamia?
Sure. In ancient Mesopotamia, the social structure places people of wealth or royalty at the top, while slaves and farmers are at the bottom. It's a system based on wealth and status.
Yes, Bo, well said. The kings and nobles were very wealthy as well. In addition, slaves and farmers work for the wealthy. They provide the minimum needs for them in exchange.
All right, thank you so much. Expert researcher Firestar is here with me to talk more about their rulers. Take it away, Firestar.
Greetings, my fellow warriors. In Mesopotamia, different rulers, kings, and leaders ruled. For example, the Seleucids, Parthians, Romans, Arabs, and Mongols. One of the most important noble was the crown prince, usually the ruler's oldest son. Like me, I'm the leader of Thunder Clan. But in Mesopotamia, both rulers and secular leaders were involved governing the increasing of complex society of a city.
Yes, that's right.
So they've got kings and queens. Anything else to add?
Yes, actually. There are many interesting laws in Mesopotamia, such as if a man and a woman get married and the woman dies, the father will have no claim over the dowry. The son will have it.
Also, do you guys know about the Mesopotamian government?
Yes, of course. Mesopotamia's government system was like an early stage of democracy. Every city-state would have an assembly of wise men that could make debates about the king's decisions. They could help advise the king making decisions about laws, going to war, or how to take care of the people. They were very important people and could lead to the good and bad of Mesopotamia.
Well, Bo, that's fascinating. Lastly, who slash what organization took over Mesopotamia in the end?
I know in the very end, after many battles and ordeals, Iraq won and took over Mesopotamia, and the
Iraqians are
still there to this day.
Thank you very much for joining us. For joining episode 37, please hang out with us for episode 38. Bye.